Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the ninth Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Jawad alayhi salam. This tradition and hadith is about patience. Patience, as you know, is one of those beautiful virtues which has been praised in many places, both in the Quran and in the traditions. You know, it's been for example, in the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin." God Almighty loves the patient ones. Or, for example, in another tradition, in another verse of the Holy Quran, God says, "Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin." God Almighty is with the patient. So, patience is one of those beautiful virtues, and a lot of people say that. It's one of those, you know, very fundamental virtues, which in itself leads to other virtues. It's like the roots of other, from which other virtues emanate. Right. So in this beautiful tradition, Imam Jawad alayhi salam says, patience in the face of a misfortune is itself a misfortune. For who? For the patient one? No, not for the patient one. Rather, for the one who gloats over your bad luck. Let's say that something bad happens to you, a stroke of bad luck, you lose your job, you fail an exam, I don't know, you know, you get in an accident, your car that you just bought, you know, becomes totaled, and, you know, or whatever happens to you, you know, things happen in this world to all of us. And, you know, it might be that you have an enemy, somebody who doesn't like you, and he begins to gloat over your misfortune and your bad luck. Well, what should you do in this situation? Be patient. When you have patience and, you know, you don't really, you know, you don't lose your patience in these situations, and you remember God Almighty in these situations, you know, this itself is a misfortune for that person, right? You know, it's this is a misfortune for the person who's gloating over your bad luck. And also, this also has been, this concept or this idea has also been reflected and echoed in another tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Ali. Imam Ali says, patience makes light work of calamities. You know, if a calamity befalls you and you're patient in the face of it, you know, this will make the calamity seem light for you. It will make it seem like it's not really a calamity in the first place. Of course, we have to remember, and we like to end here our program with the reservation that patience itself is obviously not one of the highest of virtues. There's other virtues higher than patience, but patience itself is a stepping stone to those virtues, and it should be inculcated in us. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of patience and its effect on our lives in the words of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.